It's 93.1 The Border and The Border Morning Show. I'm Jonathan Price, and there's a wonderful opportunity to really show the appreciation for some great volunteers here in our community, and it's the opportunity for volunteers to get a wonderful meal later on today. It's being put on once again by the town of Fort Frances, a volunteer appreciation barbecue, and on the phone with us this morning, Mayor Andrew Halleck is to talk a little bit about this great event. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning to you, Jonathan.
I appreciate your time this morning. It is National Volunteer Week. Can you speak a little bit to the importance of volunteers here in our community?
I certainly can. Today, of course, is the Town of Fort Frances Volunteer Appreciation Day. It's our second annual Volunteer Appreciation Day. And I just can't say enough about what volunteers do for our community. Volunteers are the backbone of any community, but particularly in Fort Frances, in small northern rural communities, more than ever in these times of budget cuts, we need what volunteers bring to the table. And they do so many things for us. They give so freely of their time, their talent, their skills, and their energy. They coach our children through Meals on Wheels. They're feeding our shut-ins and our seniors and those of us who are less fortunate. They're there in emergencies. They fundraise for vital programs so that we can offer extras to those in need. They bring life experience and wisdom to boards and committees that they sit on. I mean, I can go on and on and on. You go to almost any public event, and you're going to see volunteers there ensuring that it's successful and that it runs so smoothly. Volunteers, these are the people that they deeply care about our community, and they show this. They demonstrate this with their actions. I don't like to dwell on negativity, but I will say this. You know, sometimes it seems like we live in a time of increasing negativity and incivility. You see some of the stuff that's posted on social media, but volunteers, to me, these are the shining lights and the beacons of positivity that elevate our community. Volunteers are what make our community great. So I can't thank them enough for their generosity of spirit, their positivity, their caring, their sharing, and all that they do so selflessly for others and their community. So to me, our volunteers are our community heroes.
Could not agree with you anymore, Mr. Mayor.
By the way, I want to give a shout out to our clerk's office because it's our clerks that are organizing this. And then, of course, with a lot of help from Public Works and other departments in the town. And in fact, we'll have counselors out there cooking and helping out tomorrow, too. The last time we did it was in Rainy Lake Square, and we had a really nice sunny day. I'm not sure what the weather is going to hold for us today. It's not looking all that good, but you know what? It's the warmth of the volunteers that are going to make it for us.
And what are the details of the Volunteer Appreciation Barbecue that we've been talking about taking place today, and who are welcome to attend?
Well, obviously, it's volunteer appreciation, so we want all of our volunteers to come out, but we're not going to turn anybody away. It's a community event. Everybody is welcome. We'll be cooking, barbecuing outside the sportsplex, and then there'll be a space inside for people to visit and to share some fellowship and some food. And it's a good chance to come out and talk to your counselors, talk to the mayor, talk to some of our employees. So I'm looking forward to a good turnout.
And I would suggest, we've been talking about the importance of volunteers in our community. Even if you're not there to have a meal, if you stop in and maybe just shake a few hands, say hello to a few people, these amazing volunteers that help make our community a lot better.
You were just kind of, I think, thinking along the same lines that I was thinking of, which is we have such wonderful volunteers in town, but we never have enough. And I know that there are many groups and organizations right now that are finding it a little difficult to recruit volunteers. And I really want to reverse that trend because no community can thrive without a robust cadre of volunteers. I guess the message I'd like to get out there is if you're currently volunteering, you know, please, please continue. We desperately need you. And encourage others to volunteer. And if you're considering volunteering, please do step up because it doesn't have to be a large time commitment. A small amount of your time can make a very large difference in someone else's life.
It's the Volunteer Appreciation Barbecue taking place later on today at the Memorial Sports Center. They'll be barbecuing just outside. The eating and the gathering will be taking place in the lobby between 11:30 and 1:30. Well, quantities last. I know whenever there's a barbecue on hand, especially with the amount of volunteers we have in our community, I would just suggest this, get there as early as you can.
Exactly. And I'll tell you, we have some counselors who can cook a pretty mean burger and a pretty tasty hot dog, so do come out.
It says on the poster, I believe, something about RSVPing. Is that something that you would advise people to do? And if so, how can they do that?
just come down and show up. We like people to respond because it gives us an idea of how much food to have, but we've already purchased the food, so we want to see it all go, and we want to see all of our volunteers come out and have a good time and have something to eat, and we want to be able to thank them personally.
The mayor of Fort Frances, Andrew Halleck, is talking about, once again, the Volunteer Appreciation Barbecue that the town is putting on later today.
I just want to say one last time to the volunteers, thank you so much for everything you do. Merci. Miigwech.